We got Jason Cans on the line right now, and you never know when he's going to sing. Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of Skillet, the Old Abe's Show Choir this year is doing the song Monster as part of their set. So that's kind of fun to have a Skillet song as part of that lineup.
Yeah, you know, we've had kids 3 different years in show choir, but not this year, so I haven't been. Have you been already?
I have. I went to the parents' night last Friday and was able to see the show, and it's amazing. The costumes are fantastic, and the makeup and the whole thing. It's so fun to watch. The choreography and the music is so much better than when I was in high school.
Your son Alex likes to sing and dance?
Yes. Absolutely. And his birthday today. So, enjoying the, he'll probably do some singing and dancing today as well.
Well, he and my wife Peggy share this as a birthday.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, I was thinking of that this morning already, that they share a birthday.
Huh. What do you know, huh?
Yep. Yep.
So, all right.
Probably not the same age, though.
Yeah, I think she's got him by a couple of years. So. That's why I was a little bit late getting here today, is because leaving her a gift bag, and it kind of, you know, if you give somebody a birthday present, but I'm like, I don't need to see her open it. So leaving her a gift bag on her office chair of,
nice.
Yeah, we won't get into the items there, but
good.
There may be coffee and books. So, all right.
Nice. Perfect.
And Alex is 17.
17.
Yeah.
Yep. 17. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that this morning, the whole, you know, historically, it's always been the idea that, okay, once you're 18, you're an adult. But, you know, it's not a one day thing, right? It's a transition.
Yeah.
And, you know, into maturity. And but even just kind of going back through some old pictures this morning and just watching Alex's journey in life and wondering where life will take him in the future as well. So
right. He had a great time that trip out to Broadway and getting to see Broadway shows. And Dad was at home feeling jealous, right?
I was very jealous. I think saw 4 shows when they were out there, and I've never seen any Broadway shows. And so, it's fun to be able to see your kids do some of those things that maybe we can't.
And, for sure. Sometimes it's fun, and sometimes you wish you could trade places. All right. We got Philippians 2, 12, and 13 today.
Yeah, it says, "Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I'm away, it's even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him."
All right. And you got a lot to say about this in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Just 2 verses, Philippians 2, 12 and 13. "Continue pursuing my son's way of living, not because of what a book or a preacher said, but because you have come to see that the kingdom life is the only way to wholeness. If you only practice righteousness before other Christians, the gospel has not gripped you. Keep pressing into becoming loving and whole. Do not be casual about your walk with me. There's nothing more important in your life. Remember that as you seek me by how you live, I'm always at work in you. The desire to be like my son is not something that you thought up. I stirred your soul." I love that. I'm going to repeat that line. "The desire to be like my son is not something you thought up. I stirred your soul. It is not about your performance. My spirit will keep doing his sanctifying work in you until it is finished." Thoughts?
You know, that's right at the end there. I think you're right. There's a lot in that section. But that idea that the spirit will continue doing the sanctifying work until it's finished. That's a good reminder for me, because sometimes I feel like, I just keep slipping and falling. But to have that reminder that God continues the good work. And just to remember that daily.
I want to pick up with that last part tomorrow, because the actual, as I underlined those whole last 2 sentences, I reread the second to last, and then the last one, "It's not about your performance. My spirit will keep doing a sanctifying work in you until it's finished." I'll talk about that, because there's 2 particular authors. Jerry Bridges is better known with Transforming Grace, and Chap Clark, long time with Young Life, wrote a book called The Performance Illusion. But I think that's, if one of the bigger challenges I faced, and we'll leave it to tomorrow, is, and I think you'd probably agree, is the idea to continually learn, and I see it for other people. We think that God sees us based on our performance in the Christian life, and that's just not true, and that's biblically not true, but to actually believe that is a ongoing struggle, right?
For sure. Yeah, I know it is for me anyway.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Thank you, friend.
Perfect.
There we go. Happy birthday to Alex Cans today and Peggy Halverson. Birthdays. Good morning. We've got them on a 24-degree Tuesday. This is January 24th. Hey, the temperature matching the day. It's hard to work that out. Trust me. It takes a lot of planning. All right. We have got a birthday on the listener line this morning. Thank you to Mark Potratz, who says, hey, would you please wish a happy 70th birthday to my dad, Gene Potratz? Yes, happy birthday. Gene, you got a wonderful son there in Mark, and I know a wonderful granddaughter as well, and daughter-in-law. So happy birthday to Mark. May it be your best birthday yet. You share this as a birthday with the likes of my own wife, Peggy, with a birthday today. I don't think we'll say how many, but up there. I have known her more than half her life now. So, in fact, she's been married to me for more than half her life, which, my apologies. Anyhow, it is what it is, right? So, that is the truth, and that's why this morning, it may have been a tad late getting her to work, kind of writing in a much less used than in previous years of the marriage journal. But that way you can kind of, you know, you can give a card, but this way it keeps it there, right? And some of the goodies in the gift bag out for her this morning as well. So also Alex Cans turning 17 in Eau Claire, talked with his dad, Jason, in our best 5 minutes of the day earlier. Very talented, part of the show choir. I've seen him in a play there at Memorial. Mega talented. So make your mark in this world, Alex. Make your mark. Mike Downey with a birthday today. Happy birthday to Mike. Also, Kayleen Soden, Megan Childs, I think down in Florida these days. She shared something on Facebook about a healing that her husband experienced. So that's exciting. State Representative Warren Petrick from the 93rd Assembly District with a birthday. Renee Couture. Happy birthday to Renee. Stephen Cook with a birthday today. Dr. Cook. And there you go. Those are the birthdays as well. All right. You share this as a birthday, folks, with the likes of Neil Diamond. Oh, can we get a little Sweet Caroline? He's 82 today. Former Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton, 55. Matthew Lillard from Scooby-Doo, Without a Paddle, and She's All That, 53. Ed Helms from The Office is 49. Kristen Schaal. Carol on The Last Man on Earth is 45. And Misha Barton from Dancing with Stars is 37. Our promise of the day, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, if you had to sum up those four golden verses in the love chapter, and they're right the heart of it, the meat of it, it's my love will persevere through every situation. Oh, so good. My love will persevere through every situation. You know, we say God is love. Well, read about what love is and the love that makes up the Lord and he calls us to in 1 Corinthians 13, but verses 4 through 7. Yeah, Barry Adams with the devotion on that today at 365promises.com. All right, birthdays. We've got another. We had a number of them around 620, but I missed this one on Facebook Messenger. Thank you, Melinda. She says, good morning. Can you please wish Parker Reeland a happy 12th birthday today on the radio? We sure can. Parker, you get your own moment in the spotlight. Happy birthday, buddy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Parker, enjoy it. Oh, to be 12 again. I mean, just have the best day ever. Today, all right. Well, a lot of folks with birthdays today. We gave a shout out at 6:20 and afterwards. But I got to say, the most special person in my life, my wife Peggy, her birthday today. And again, it's been such a privilege to know her, to be married to her. Years ago, you know, here on this very show, I had talked about the fact that Hugh Hewitt, who is on Counter Us nationally and on our sister station, Wogo and Wogo.com. That when he refers to his wife, Betsy, he refers to as the fetching Mrs. Hewitt. And that was the adjective. And so I don't know if I threw it out to the listeners or whatever, but I threw it out kind of, boy, what is the word I could use for my wife? And so the wonderful Lori Galata in Eau Claire came up with the one that stuck. I even wrote this in the marriage journal for her today with the definition, full and complete, which is the word indomitable. Indomitable. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, it's unconquerable. And there's more to what I wrote. Invincible, unbeatable, unassailable. I mean, she's a tough cookie. And like the old Timex watch commercials, maybe, well, those commercials said takes a licking and keeps on ticking. But anyhow, to start a nonprofit and run it for all these years, for going on 12 years, and to be a wonderful wife to me, and a fantastic mom to our kids, all I can say is an ongoing and deep and sincere and genuine thank you. Well, leave it to Cody. Yeah, we played the song. We had a request over the night, Caleb, for Standing on the Rock, so I played My Feet Are on the Rock from I Am They. But Cody chiming in on the listener line, we're always interactive at 396-1670, saying maybe they were requesting Stand in Your Love by Josh Baldwin, because he says that song has the lyrics Standing on the Rock. So, Cody, right, leave it to you on WWIB, 23 degrees. Good morning. Well, we do birthdays on this show at 6:20, so a lot earlier, and we had a lot of them, including my wife's birthday today. But thinking kids' birthdays right now, Caleb.
Yes, and here's the thing. It's your wife's birthday, and even she, I don't think, would expect
yeah,
nearly this much as apparently children now expect for their birthday parties.
Although I want to advise all men everywhere, whether you're courting or you're married, don't get her birthday wrong. Don't get her birthday yes, wrong. Just a word to the wise.
You would just think, though, you know, as adults, it would be like, hey, maybe I've merited a little bit more birthday celebration.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, we're kind of a kid-centric country, and so we put most of the effort, it seems, into our children's birthdays, and we love them, but this seems a little bit overboard what children actually expect for their birthday.
Right, we love them, but I think we do overdo it, and this is one example of that. A survey found the average kid's birthday party involves, what would you guess, maybe, you know, 6, 7, 8 guests?
At most, but I would think, you know, you could have a great birthday with, you know, say 3 or 4 close friends.
No, double it. 16 guests.
16!
9 presents and 3 hours of celebration.
Wait, so 7 people don't have to bring presents?
I don't know.
They might be siblings. They might be siblings, right?
I don't know. I guess.
Growing up, remember, you know, it'd be like, oh, you'd invite the sibling set that you were friends with, too, so that no one's left out. But still, 16 kids.
So if you're just like, we'll have 8 guests and, you know, there'll be 8 gifts and it'll be 2 hours, your child will be like, but daddy.
The survey says that I should be able to have 16 people, 9 presents and a 3-hour birthday party. But this is what goes on. Parents say at the birthday party. So it's not just 16 guests, 9 presents and 3 hours of partying.
Here's what kids expect
kids
in America. They expect their favorite foods the most.
Followed by costumed characters.
And inflatable play sets.
Or an action game like laser tag.
Wow!
That is a lot to put together for a birthday present. I thought it was just cake and little party hats and maybe, you know, a little twist-tie bag of party favors on your way out the door.
I think the last couple of years here for our picnic in the parking lot, right? Rockin' World to Go Plus?
Yeah.
So that's what everybody expects for the birthday party?
I don't know, but maybe our parking lot picnic should become birthday parties.
And I guess.
I mean,
I would advise you.
Add laser tag.
Exactly. We'll be taking the kids to WWIB for a parking lot picnic where there'll be.
I guess. It's just the expectations seem very high.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, I know that Christmas and the birthday is very, very important to my children.
Mm-hmm.
This just seems like a lot.
It is. Anyhow, your thoughts on that? I've got some fun memories from our kids' birthday. We had a surprise party, I think, for Evelyn when she was 16. And I was a party pirate who actually stole the gifts at one of Dawson's parties.
Wow.
And the kids had to chase me.
I've just never dressed up in costume for anything, especially when Nora wanted a Frozen birthday. I'm not doing Elsa. Have you ever felt like...
Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win on WIB.
715-723-2555, the number to dial for Tuesday Trivia this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we have 2 musical prizes in 2 different formats. So we have a CD, Micah Tyler, New Today, fantastic album. But also from Jordan Feliz, we have Say It, his wonderful album, on vinyl.
Mm.
On vinyl. So we've got a vinyl for you and a CD. You can have both. 715-723-2555 if you can be the first to answer this question correctly on the air. Each Christmas in the U.S., it is estimated that about 12,000 of these are given as gifts. Every Christmas in the U.S., estimated that about 12,000 of these are given as gifts. What is it? 715-723-2555 for that vinyl and that CD.
Say it again.
Each Christmas in the U.S., it is estimated that about 12,000 of these are given as gifts. What's the these? What are we talking about? 12,000 of these given annually for Christmas gifts. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you have a guess, no penalty for wrong answers here.
All right, nobody's sorry. We got our first caller.
All right, let's go.
I was going to give you a guess, but no reason to do that because I can't win the prize. Good morning.
What do you think?
Give us the right answer. What?
I'm going to say a car.
You're going to say a car. You are absolutely correct. We wondered if that would be really simple.
Way to go.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Terry Hart. I'm in Lake Wissota.
Terry from Lake Wissota, have you ever given an automobile as a gift or received one as a gift for Christmas?
I have given one for my wife, but she had to pay for it, so I don't know how good a gift it was.
There you go. I mean, you always see those commercials around that time of year with the big bow on the vehicles and such.
Hey, I cannot... My grandma does it all the time.
Well, there you go. There you go. Part of the 12,000 of these given as gifts. Terry from Lake Wissota, hang on the line. We'll let you know how to get your musical prizes. That's Tuesday Trivia.
Well, yesterday was Pi Day. That's Pi with an E, P-I-E. Yes, we know the other one's March 14th, but Pi Day. And so a question we answered was, what are our three most favorite types of pie? I think we kind of stretched it because it's really
tough.
Hard. It is hard.
Honorable mentions, ties, etc.
So we've got the listener responses, and Caleb, there were a lot of them at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Yes, and hopefully you've joined that Facebook group. It's a private group, but if you ask your way in, we will let you in. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook, not the page, the group. And Betty starts off saying her three favorite pies, strawberry, pecan, or however you want to say that, and chocolate cream.
Yeah, Brendy says, listens to the live stream, and she says pumpkin and says French silk pie as well.
Jody says apple, banana cream, and strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, my dear friend Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day, 5:45 weekday mornings here on WIB, leading off our podcast, coconut cream, Dutch apple, and Oreo pie, all good choices.
Lizzie says pumpkin, then custard, then apple crumb.
How about Michelle? Raspberry, strawberry rhubarb, and caramel apple. I'm just going to pause and say raspberry cream cheese is in my future. It's my wife's favorite pie. Looking to get the Main Street Cafe rendition of that today.
Again, your three favorite pies in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Donna says French silk twinsies with me. That was my favorite as well. Mm-hmm. Then peanut butter / chocolate cream cheese, then pumpkin. And Kathleen says mine are banana cream, apple, and pumpkin.
To which Kimberly says ditto. Becky says any type of cheesecake. Just fill it in. Anne goes cherry, cherry, cherry. So we have not seen anybody as devoted to one selection as Anne.
Richard also says cherry and apple for his second and third, but he is the first one to mention pear
that
pie.
One made me pause.
I don't know that I've ever had a pear pie, a peach pie. I don't know that I've ever had a pear pie, Richard.
I have never either.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Jana makes a good choice. Key lime, Georgia peach, and banana cream. Carla goes with strawberry rhubarb, lemon meringue. There it is. And your number three, banana cream.
Yum. Carla says pecan, lemon, and apple. Jana says pecan, peach, and apple.
Mm-hmm. Wendy goes blueberry, caramel, apple, and peach. Yum, yum to all.
Yeah, and she says, I love more than just these three, too. Samesies, Wendy.
We hear ya.
Sevilla says pecan, coconut, and cream cheese candy bar pie of some sort.
Huh.
Wow.
Pat goes specifically Main Street raspberry cream cheese. There it is for my wife's birthday today. Pecan and fresh strawberry.
Very good. Jody, again, top three pies. What are your top three pies in honor of National Pie Day yesterday? And you get to celebrate twice with Pi Day PI on 314. Jody says rhubarb, then peach, then pecan.
Melissa goes, all pie is delicious. Ha ha. Banana cream, apple, and pumpkin. Yum.
And a couple more. Denise says pecan, lemon cream, and coconut cream. And Marie says peanut butter, pecan, then banana cream. And then adds more fresh strawberry, lemon, and mixed berry.
I want to go get some. Jim says blueberry, apple, and lemon meringue. I want to go get a piece of pie and have some coffee with it right now.
It just seems appropriate.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you go up to the Ben Fuller concert in Phillips coming up on February 10th, maybe plan a stop before or after with some pie and coffee.
Well, there are some things that have kind of gone by the wayside when it comes to technological advancements. For instance, do you remember having a gazetteer or a map of some sort, and you'd have your navigator when you're driving, usually somebody in the passenger seat that you could trust to tell you what exit you're looking for, when it's coming up? Maybe you'd print out even like MapQuest directions for the next step in that evolution of driving technology. Now, we usually just use the GPS. We don't even use a GPS anymore. We just use our phones.
Mm. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I mean, I do not miss having to ask for directions.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that was a
big... You'd stop at a gas station, right? You'd ask the gas station attendant.
Yeah. Right, and they'd try to describe it to you, and then you'd get... Some of that would be true, and some of it, you lost in translation. Another thing is calling theaters to get accurate movie times.
IconCinemas.com. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. You know, so many great movies coming out, and also they've got that special event with the finale of The Chosen Season 3, so get your tickets for that, MyConCinemas.com. Things we don't do anymore because of technology advancing. How about visiting a travel agent's office first to research vacations? Now, I would highly recommend, if you're doing a destination wedding or honeymoon or something like that, too, talk to the travel agents. They know what they're doing. But, you know, again, for most flights and things like that, my grandpa would always talk to his travel agent. Now we kind of do it online.
Yeah, I think it's made a challenge. We would have a AAA triptych. You may still want to do that, but probably nowhere near as common, right? Also, recording favorite TV programs using a VHS recorder.
That was Sound of Music and The Music Man, two of my favorite musicals. We had them recorded on VHS when they aired on broadcast television.
Okay.
And they were taped and recorded. And then we would watch those every single time.
Those were the days.
Things we don't do anymore because of technological advancements. How about dial directory assistance to find a phone number? I don't know what that is.
How about calling collect? That used to be a big thing that on Father's Day, it was like the biggest day of the year where people would call collect. Dad will pick up the tab. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, isn't that something where it's like, do you want to accept the charges?
Right,
and
exactly.
Heard, again, I haven't experienced it, but heard that was something where you'd call really quick and, you know, this message is from such and such, and it'd be really short. They'd have like a few seconds.
Right.
So people would use that to tell their parents where they were and to come pick them up.
Like,
Anyway, things we don't do anymore because of technology, book tickets for events over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Print photographs.
Call a phone number to get the weather.
You had to ask me.
I don't know what that really is.
No, it was like, I remember in Milwaukee. As a kid, I remember being at my grandma's house, and I would call like 834-12, whatever it was, and it would give you the weather forecast.
Wow.
Yes.
How about two more things we don't do anymore because of technology? Buy TV listings. Mm,
yeah. I don't remember.
Did you pay for that?
The TV guide, right? The TV section in the Sunday paper was a big deal, okay, in the Milwaukee Journal. You had, all the list of the shows for the week. And finally, using a dictionary to find out how to spell something. This morning, when I wanted to look up the word indomitable, I just went to my phone.
Yeah, and you just Google it. And Google also doubles as a spell checker now. But there was something tactile about going, flipping through a dictionary.
Ah, those were the days. WIB, the Whip Wake Up Show. You can tell there's 23 years that separates the two of us here.